This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The twists and turns of trade policy have been bewildering for a good long while now, but perhaps nothing could top the last 72 hours. Chinese retaliation, presidential twittering, American re-retaliation. Then today from the G7 in Britz, as I was telling Josh, the president saying without specifics or confirmation from the Chinese that Beijing called, literally called, and said it wants a deal. All of that is complicated enough for regular people to follow, but imagine you're a customs broker and tariff schedules are literally your job, and then stuff like this happens. That is Gretchen Blau. She's a customs broker we talk to every now and then. She's in Erie, Pennsylvania. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
So I'll tell you what, we've wanted to call you for a little while now because obviously tariff news. And then Friday happened and the weekend happened and we said, now we got to get Gretchen on the phone. Has your phone been ringing off the hook the last couple of 3 days?
Oh, yeah. Got some emails first thing this morning basically asking, is this really going to happen? And you have to explain that a tweet is not necessarily a policy that's carved in stone yet. And then this morning, word that the U.S. and China are back at the talks table. Uh-huh. So from one day to the next, it changes.
What kinds of questions are they asking? Is it about like when to ship stuff or how should I categorize this piece of, you know, equipment or whatever?
Well, kind of all of the above. What list is my stuff falling on? Because it's kind of confusing this time with the list 4A that takes place September 1st, and then there's the list 4B, December 15th.
Right. We should explain that's the actual, that's the actual header on the list. It's number 4A, right? So we're in like the fourth round and we're splitting it umpteen different ways.
Right. As an example, there's clothing items on both lists. So it depends on the specifications of the different clothing items as to which list it's on. So that gets a bit confusing for people. Same with some food products and whatnot. LED screens and that type of thing. There's some on each list. So it's very difficult for importers to understand exactly what's going on and when they're going to be affected.
Drill down a little bit, right? Because even the tiniest variations in a product or some kind of produced good can put it on one list or the other, right?
Exactly. I don't have the exact specifications, but shoes as an example. Yeah. Just the type of sole can make a difference. The type of upper can make a difference. What kind of stitching is on it? That type of thing can make a difference as to how it's classified and therefore what list it's on.
So which list it's on, that affects which set of tariffs it hits, right? Either 1 September or 15 December, right?
Yes, that's correct.
You ever seen anything like this, by the way? You've been doing this a while, I imagine.
I've been doing it a while, but I've never seen anything like this. And I really like being able to give my customers definitive answers. And I haven't been able to do that in a year or two now. Anytime someone asks me something, I said, well, this is where it stands right now, but that could change at any minute. And I mean, that's the absolute truth.
All right. So I have to ask you this as a trained customs professional, is this going to mess up my Christmas shopping?
Yes, exactly.
No, I'm totally serious. It is?
Yeah, I mean, everything's going to get passed along to the consumer, so everyone's going to pay a little bit more. And if you don't get your Christmas shopping done by December 15th, then you're kind of out of luck. I'm kind of a last-minute shopper myself, so this year I'm not going to be. I'm going to plan a bit ahead on things in order to make sure I get the best price available.
Gretchen Blau, she is the customs brokerage manager at Logistics Plus in Erie, Pennsylvania. Gretchen, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.